All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as we head into this Memorial Day weekend. And let's get to, first I'll give you some weather this final hour. That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, hurricane maintenance, hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Do you have a windowplex in the dungeon there, Jennifer?
Wow, I do actually.
How's it looking?
It's pretty bright outside from what I can see. They're kind of like semi-open. There's a little bit of wind, so maybe like, I don't know, how much do they usually say, like 20%? I don't know.
It's a 17 mile an hour gust, but not in Canada.
Wow. Well, I'm close. And it looks like it's a good 85 degrees outside.
Wow, pretty good. 87 degrees in Kendall right now.
Coming for his gust, job.
Wind gust coming for wind gust up to 17 miles per hour. All right, there you go. Headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. By the way, we didn't get your, I saw you were lashing out on this in the chat earlier. You did not care for Tyler Hero's tweet.
I saw you laughing at it. No, I don't care for his tweet. Young and Restless. Okay, dude, like just put your Twitter fingers away. I'm over it. Like I'm over you on the Heat, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm so done with him. Listen, he likes to act all like, he does so much for this team. And maybe that was true at one point in life, but now it's like you're young and always injured.
Damn, dude. How about that?
That's it. You're young and broken.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Young and always having a foot surgery.
He does.
How many extra bones do you have? And you, when we last spoke to you, you said, oh, don't worry. In a month, I'll be done.
Yeah, that wasn't true.
Why'd you lie? The deception is there.
Mm.
I'm ready for his fresh start somewhere else, to be honest.
Interesting.
Which is what I said on the chat.
That is what you said, but I wanted to save it for you to say for yourself.
I appreciate you saying that. I can also say more. I said young and shut up.
Really straight to the point on that one.
That would have been a hell of a tweet back to him.
Young and quiet. How about you stay quiet?
How about young and put your thumbs away?
Does he have extra bones on his thumbs?
I mean, if they are, they appear to be working because his Twitter fingers are always working.
So over him, to be honest.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit the Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Marlins, they got the Mets this weekend. Any Marlins action for this weekend, Jennifer? Are you going to see Beer Fest or anything like that, or just the beach?
Man, you know what? That does sound like a very great idea. I can possibly take my new Miami in here.
You could take your Australian friend.
She won't go.
What's this they got here? Why don't they play any left-handers against this guy? I don't know who this Christopher Morel is, but he seemed like quite the bum.
Do you want me to play what she sent to me?
If that's okay with you. I mean, if it didn't.
Sure. It's not going to give you much because I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. It's a voice note.
Okay.
But I'll make sure of it this weekend to get some more for you.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect.
You do after everything. It's more like crikey. We're like mate. See, I use mate when I'm annoyed, not as a friendly thing, but a lot of Australians will say mate, like good or bad.
I can hear it. I definitely hear it.
Another Australian word, though, is struth. Because they'll be like, oh, struth.
She has an accent.
She definitely has an accent, but I can see what she's saying where she says she's like getting Americanized. I could see that a little bit. Sounds like, is she in Cali? Where is she?
She's here.
She's here?
Yeah. Hmm,
strange.
She's in Miami. But like I said, she doesn't sound the same on this voice note than she does in person. You can definitely hear it more in person.
Maybe she was trying to hide it a little bit too.
I think so.
Interesting. Well, the Marlins will get going against the Mets tonight. Eury Pérez is on the hill. 7:10 is your first pitch. You'll be able to hear that right here on WQAM 6:30. Marlins on deck. Steven Strom will get you going. Jack McMullen has your call. I don't know who is in the radio. Do you know who's in the radio booth this weekend with them, Brittany? Or do you don't find that out until you show up?
Yeah, I usually don't find that out till I show up. But lately, home games have been Rod.
Well, Rod's got great pipes. So that's a good booth, Rod Allen and Jack McMullen. Check those guys out. Because even if the Marlins are giving up a gazillion runs, they will do a great broadcast of it. Don't mean to be lashing out. Just I hate the Braves, and they got the crap kicked out of them for three straight days after winning the opening game of the series. Don't lose the series to the Mets. All right? You better not walk out of this weekend last place. That's all I'm saying.
Aren't they already in last place?
Well, they are in last place, but if they win two out of three, they'll be out of last place. So I'm saying this is their chance, Brittany. If they come out of this weekend and they're still in last place, old Peter Bendix and I are gonna have a problem on Tuesday.
So you're only taking a split. Like you're only taking the split. You don't want nothing else.
No, they gotta take two out of three.
Don't lose, man.
Is it a 4-game series? Is it wrap around?
Oh, honestly, I don't know.
I think it's a 3-game series. I think it's a 3-game series.
Oh, so then they have to win.
So that's what I'm saying. Two out of three. Yeah, it's a 3-game series. Okay. Then they go to Toronto. Then they got a long road trip ahead. They got Toronto, New York, and Washington. But I'm telling you right now, dude, you better not lose this series to the Mets.
Don't lose.
And let me tell you another thing, Bendix. Don't lose this series to the Mets and also play Christopher Morel all three games. Okay, I'm telling you right now. In fact, don't play him. Just try it out for size. See if it works.
You really have it out for this guy.
He stinks. Don't know him personally. Don't want to know him personally. All I know is every time I see him come up to bat, ground out. And by the way, every time he fields the ball, something bad happens.
I'm going to get him on the show.
I don't think he speaks English.
Oh, that's fine.
We can have a translator.
Exactly.
Get him on the show and he'll probably fumble the phone. Or he'll ground it out to the shortstop. Anyway,
translator.
I'll welcome that, but if you do, just let him know. I'm going to say, hey, here's my first question. Do you think they should be playing you this much?
You would never.
I think I would.
Poopy and sauce.
Do you think he goes to the batting lineup and he goes, man, really again? You think he goes to Clayton McCullough and he goes, he got me in there again after these last 2 days. He goes, yeah, I got you back out there, Chris. Bendix thinks you're going to turn it around. Not my choice. Beep, beep. He probably just goes, you know, they probably go calculator, point up to the sky.
Why did I picture that?
Yeah, I did too.
Morel's just like looking at us. Again? Really? I'm fifth, huh? Not ninth? Fifth? Crazy. And Sal says, you didn't even do Mama Jovic. That was very rude. Okay, listen, Dade. By the way, I'm glad you're here. I hope Mandalorian was good. You missed Malachi Tony propaganda in the first hour. It's different when you're talking about mothers. All right, I would never say anything to Christopher Morel's mother, like your son is a bum. I would never do that. All right, mothers love their sons. And I would never say to Christopher Morel, here's my impression of your mother. And the same goes for Jovic, whereas I'm not going to say to you,
Nico, you need to turn it around because you're playing like a bum. Oh, my back always hurts. My back always hurts. You know when my back hurts? When I carried you for 9 months, 6'11", baby, in belly. Holy mackerel.
Listen, you never know. His mom is probably really rough on him because of Hispanic parents.
That's true.
But I don't like. I think that Jovic would have found that funny. Like it is objectively worse that you tell a man you suck at baseball. Why are you in the lineup? Like you, that's essentially what you're telling him.
Though, why? Why do they keep playing him? I don't understand it. Like you, at some point, as much as you guys go. And you try and lean on the numbers. What is the breaking point of the numbers? I want to know. Like, is there a point where you're just like, ah, this is the one. This is the day where he turns it around. I can't imagine you having that much faith in analytics. It just doesn't seem to make sense to me. You know? Yeah. But whatever, you know, like, keep rolling him out there. It's fine. I got a hit yesterday. Good for him. He's got 8 on the season. 8 hits. 8. Mama Jovic could get you 8 hits in the season.
Oh, my God.
What do we have? Lefty up today? I got this. Give me the heater.
You're ridiculous.
Dade South says, like, you have faith in Jovic. I do have faith in Jovic. He's going to turn it around. You guys are jumping.
You
have to
look at the camera when you say that, because when you look to the side, we don't believe
he's going
to
turn it around. I think Jovic is going to turn it around.
Yeah.
Can't show my face around Serbia right now. They're like, oh, look at it. The non-Joker. Play like Joker. Name almost like Joker.
Do you think that's actually how it probably is, feels that way, right?
I don't know. I don't know how it feels over there.
Probably does.
He is an Olympian. I mean, I think he's got I think they actually have a lot of respect for him. You know, he is a bronze medalist. He's won the silver in the World Cup.
You're playing basketball in the States. I mean,
right.
They have to be proud.
He'll turn it around in Milwaukee.
Jesus.
Now look at you, now. You play like bum, and now we're stuck with cheeseheads. Thanks a lot, son. Freezing.
Never wonder what his grandma sounds like. She's probably worse than mom.
Yeah. I don't know.
You think Babushka can go over to Milwaukee? Too cold. Nico, keep deposit on Miami apartment. Baba, please. I'm sorry. Oh, his back hurt. Couldn't play last year. Gave his boss sass all the time. Why don't you just shut up? Do what Butch says.
Wait, now there's like three people talking. Which one was that?
So good.
That's still mom? Our grandma?
It sounds as the grandmother definitely has a smoking voice.
Jovi, you need to get it together. You play like flounder. Stop with the whining all the time.
Mama, save your voice, please. You must have another carton. You see what you're doing to your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. Give her some water.
Remember the whole time it was supposed to be you and Bam and Kal-El, and then you guys left Bam out there to score 83 points by himself. Unbelievable against Wizards. And where are you? Oh, my back hurts. Could have been you with 83 points. It could have been Kobe, Nico, Wilt. But instead, where were you? Oh, my poor back.
So anyway, I'm not going to do that in front of him immediately.
Don't worry. I will clip this and send it to him personally.
I'm making so many drops.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get that smoker grandma. I mean,
it was good.
He's gonna turn it around. He's gonna turn it around. I'm telling you.
I hope so.
Oh man, before Serbian Mafia comes after me, let's take a break. More to come. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy's off today, enjoying his beautiful weekend. We'll be off on Monday for the long weekend on Memorial Day, but a big week for the Horde household as Stitchy Mouse is going to graduate high school, get awards and accolades. So he's enjoying that this week, man. Congratulations to Rebecca Horde, and congratulations to Leroy Horde and Mel Horde and the whole Horde household. Beautiful people, beautiful family. We're very proud and happy for them. Yesterday, we had middle school graduation, which was fun. It was cool. And then, you know, to celebrate today, I took Sophie to Cali Coffee. I did not pull a prank on her today.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you learned your lesson.
I'm glad.
I think.
I hope. I don't think he did, but.
I mean, how do you feel having a middle school graduate? That's kind of crazy.
I feel old. I feel old, and I feel like it went too fast. I don't understand it. It's a little bit strange to me, to be honest with you, Jennifer.
You know, I've been on the show for a couple, multiple years now, and I remember having Sophie in the studio being a little girl. The fact that she is already going to be in high school to me freaks me out. I kind of feel like I saw her grow up on the show.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a crazy ride. And the fact that we're going to high school now is pretty crazy. And it's also crazy because it's like she just did her winter spring concert. And I was like, man, she like killed it. She was like one of the best singers there. And I don't think I'm biased on that either, because I've gone to these concerts and been blown away in past years. This year I wasn't really blown away except for her. And so people were fine. But I was like, dang, she's like got it. She's getting like an old voice. It's very impressive. Very impressive.
She has a nice voice from that one video I heard.
Yeah. She's doing a lot of church singing and whatnot, but she is definitely excited to have a whole summer ahead, as is my wife, because teachers are exhausted right now. And so everybody's very excited for the summer ahead. That's for sure. You know, they'd be more excited if Christopher Morel got less at bats for the Marlins, though. That would make them a lot happy.
I'm sure. I'm definitely sure.
That's their number one concern. That is their number one concern right now.
Or they would just be happy so that they don't have to hear you complain about it.
Perhaps. It's a wild one for sure. Guy says my condolences. Well, listen, what are you gonna do, dude? Kids get older. You can't stop them from growing.
It's a blessing.
You can only just ban the apps that they have on their phone.
Amen to that.
Amen.
She asked me the other day. She's like, "When do I get TikTok?" I'm like, "When I don't run the bill." What is the point? I was watching this documentary the other day. Did you guys watch this? The Crash. Have you seen this on Netflix?
Yes, I did.
No, what is that?
So The Crash is this story of a 17-year-old girl who murdered her boyfriend and his best friend, mm-hmm. basically driving 100 miles an hour straight into a school, a brick school.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what led to she got convicted of murder on two counts. And she was tried as an adult because she was like 2 weeks shy of her 18th birthday. And one of the things that was part of the trial was the prosecution brought up her old TikTok videos and just like what an ass clown she was being on social media. And I just got to be honest with you. I feel what you want about like social media bans or age. I really do think that there has to be an age limit on that stuff. Because the internet's forever. Mm-hmm. And I just think that putting kids in a position to document themselves when they are so dumb. I mean, some kids are really smart, but I don't think you guys realize kids are dumb. They don't know what they don't know. And now it's like with AI, who knows what the next generation is going to be of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel no need for her to have TikTok. There's just,
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
She can use the YouTube account and do YouTube shorts. I know she likes the glamour stuff and all that but I see no purpose of it. And I like TikTok. TikTok's probably my least stressful social media. It's all just cats and sea lions and the hydro press crusher.
Oh my gosh, and I love the hydro press.
Yeah, I do too. It's really good.
It's so good.
But that was crazy. She definitely murdered those people though. Like
1,000%.
She's a kook.
She's crazy.
Is she alive?
Yeah, she survived.
Oh, she's alive. Yeah,
she survived this crash.
She survived the crash.
She survived the crash.
Mm-hmm.
And she, and then they interviewed her. But you could just tell. She kind of reminded me of Catch Me Outside Girl.
Okay.
But she was like, I don't recall anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, huh? She goes, yeah, I don't recall anything from that morning. She goes, maybe it was a medical episode. I think that's the most probable one. And everybody correctly pointed out because they, you know, they have like the black box data on your car. And so one of the points on the trial was they could see that she was on full acceleration the entire time, 100%. Jennifer, and no brakes. So basically, they could just, they said like, yeah, there was no let up on this. And Timbo says, yeah, she also threatened the boyfriend right like a week before the crash. So yeah, she did that bleep.
And, I personally, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and somebody pointed out, like, well, if she had a medical episode, like, wouldn't you like flail and like your body give out and
your you wouldn't be able to hold the gas down at 100%. Plus, right. It's just, yeah, she 1000% did it. She apparently also, because there's been other documentaries done other than this one. This one, people felt was very lighthearted on her. Like, it didn't
really.
Yeah. There's even more evidence against her, like the fact that she had driven that route for like a week straight, like several times when it wasn't anything that, like, it's not a normal road that she would take, but she did that. Plus, to have in the videos, there's like videos obviously of from surrounding areas that you could see the car going, and the road that she was driving on was a road that had a lot of curves, so you would have to have insane amount of control on the wheel in order to not lose control while you're going around those curves. So the medical episode is a moot point, because she would not be able to control that steering wheel. She would have crashed way before getting to the end of the block.
That's crazy. I got to check out those other documentaries.
Yeah, there's like other.
She seems like the worst, and her parents seem like the worst.
Her parents were awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
You should check it out. It's only in one episode too, Jennifer. It's like not even 90 minutes.
Yeah.
The thing is that I don't really like watching these kind of like new age documentaries when it comes to like kids grief. And social media, also grief. I'm not someone that needs to see that. I've already experienced it enough.
Sure,
but it scares me to think like one day I'm gonna have a child and then this is, God forbid, something that could happen. Like the more I see kids on social media, the more I see all this tragic stuff happening on the news. I think it's just scary, and like I just don't like seeing it, to be honest.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, listen, my daughter texts and stuff like that. I just don't feel the need to add more elements to it.
No, I mean, it's social media definitely eats their brains. And there's a lot of things out there. And like their brains are so underdeveloped and they don't really know right from wrong. It's gross.
As somebody who grew up in like the age where social media like got really big, I was a teenager when like Facebook came around. I was like 12, 13 when Facebook first started. Which is crazy. And my parents had no idea about like social media. So they let me have everything because they had no idea that those things existed. They had no idea Instagram existed. They had no idea Snapchat existed. They had no idea any of these social media platforms existed. So I would just open my accounts because I had an iPod Touch or a phone. And the things that you consume, the things I consumed at that age was insane in my head. Like when I go back and think about it now, it's 26 years old. I'm like, that's crazy that I had so much access to this media at that young age. And I don't blame my parents because they had no idea. And a lot of parents didn't have an idea because nothing like this had ever come about. So I think you're doing 1000% the right thing because the internet is a very scary place.
He says, this is funny because Tobin is the king of social media drama hunting. Yeah, but I'm a tour, dude. It's way different.
I'm an adult,
a grown man. Well, as a grown man, I have to responsibly follow all these people on social media to see what kind of behavior they have, like tweeting young and restless and then deleting it an hour later. We'll take a break appropriately. We'll close things out with a little "You're Dead to Me" and head on into the weekend. Back after this. Some people, "You're Dead to Me." Go around the room and you guys get it at this point. Eh? All right. This week, we, of course, came off the Ronda Rousey-Gina Carano fight, which lasted all of 17 seconds. And, you know, every time there's a highly publicized fight, which I think they got 17 million viewers on Netflix, very good, happy for them. Every time there's a highly publicized fight, I got to deal with the fight dum-dums out there. And I have to deal with all kinds of conspiracy theories and nonsense. And this one was that the fight was fixed, which I just, you're dead to me if you think it was fixed. I really just, you're I don't dead. Even know what to do with this type of stuff. You know, you if you're going to do things like that, can we just at least do an element of research on things like this? And what I mean is, can you research? Just, can we do an element of research on stuff
you're
like
so
this?
Can you stop?
Like, when can you do this?
Stop.
If you could just do just a quick check, all right? You could do your own research and find Wikipedia, and you could see Ronda Rousey's career, how many fights went very fast. That's how she won a lot of her fights. And while many people will say, well, Ronda Rousey went out losing to Amanda Nunes, you know, the greatest woman to ever probably step in a cage, and Holly Holm. Yes, she did, but she was fighting somebody who hadn't fought in nearly 20 years. So, potentially, this is just me, crazy to think, perhaps Gina Carano wasn't ready to step in there with, and by the way, Ronda Rousey had a better fight career than Gina Carano. Gina Carano was like a pioneer. She was the first to main event a mixed martial arts card on broadcast television. She means a lot to the history of women's mixed martial arts, all right? However, I wouldn't say that she had the fight career and resume that Ronda Rousey did. It was a mismatch from jump. And now people are going to be like, oh, dude, it was fixed. No, that's how the fight was going to go. You guys just probably bet wrong. And look, even we were like, hey, should we put a little chili pepper on the fact that Ronda's chin might be cooked? We were like, we talked about it, but the easiest bet of the night was Ronda Rousey by submission. It wasn't fixed. And anybody who thinks it was, unfortunately, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Jennifer?
So this past weekend, I was at Epic Universe. And I've got to say, what's dead to me is, number one, there was a lack of rides in Nintendo World. And
a lack of rides?
Yeah, like there's just three.
Really?
Yeah.
There's only three rides.
There's three rides in there. And one of them, the Yoshi one, is, mind you, I think we waited an hour and a half, maybe.
Jeez.
And let me tell you, it was not worth it.
The Yoshi ride sucked.
It was horrible. Because, like, for an adult. For an adult.
Yeah, my son really wants. My son really wants to go to Nintendo World, and I hate theme parks.
I enjoy theme parks. I do hate the ride situation where you have to wait such a long time.
Well, that's what I hate about.
That is what is dead to me, because at the end of the day, it's like, well, you're on the ride for like 30 seconds, and that's it. And then you've wasted such a long time. I spent about 4.5 hours in Nintendo World just trying to get through all the rides.
Jeez.
You're dead to
and,
me.
And that
was the best ride?
I want to say the Bowser one where we're racing, like in a Mario Kart. It's like a simulation.
That's kinda cool.
It was very cool. And let me tell you, the sets, like everything was so beautiful. It was very nice. Like, you feel like you're actually in the video game.
Well, that's kind of cool.
No, it's a great time. Like, I went because me and my cousin grew up together, and that's what we would do. We would just constantly be playing our Nintendos, and we would always race and stuff like that. Like, that, I grew up a lot on that, so I kind of really wanted to go, and it was worth it in a sense. The Donkey Kong ride was cool too. I thought that going on the single rider's line would be easier.
Mm.
It cut the time in half, but it was like, I wish there was like more signs in the line saying like, oh, okay, well, one more turn, or you're almost there, you're halfway. Like, I need a halfway point or something, because yeah. It was like, you don't see any cast members, so you never know like what's next, and you feel like your time is wasted because you don't see that line move. So that would be dead to me. Also, dead to me is the fact that Dark Universe has like two rides. I need more.
Fair enough.
And you're, it was a beautiful world, by the way.
Beautiful
very
world.
Great. Yes, very great set.
Brittany, who's dead to you?
So I'm going to go with airlines these days, because I understand that jet fuel prices are up. I understand fuel prices in general are up, but charging people $600 to fly to the middle of nowhere of Greenville, South Carolina is just about the most outrageous thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
Wow.
$600 to go.
What's that flight like? An hour and a half?
It's literally an hour and a half.
Jeez. I paid $600 to go to DR. And you're trying to pay it for... I didn't even think that was worth it to pay it for DR.
My flights to Portugal were $800.
Hmm.
And you're going to charge me $600 to fly...
Speak their name? Which airline was it?
It's all of them. Every single one. Take your pick. Wow. American... Allegiant, you can't even. Hello, Allegiant is literally like you basically might as well stand on the flight.
Jeez,
you have to pay for your seat on Allegiant. You have to pay for your bag.
Are they the ones who do the standing flights?
No, it was supposed to be Spirit, but like may they rest in peace.
That's incredible.
Spirit wouldn't do this to you, Brittany.
Incredible.
Maybe rest in peace.
Less to go to South Carolina.
Sitting here, they'd be like, oh, "What else could we do to make the flight worse?" Standing.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Spirit, but like I said, may they rest in peace.
Are you gonna drive? What are you gonna do?
Nothing. I already missed what I was supposed to be there for, so it's fine. Well, I
gotta tell you, South Carolina is one of like, respectfully, one of the most boring states I've ever driven through in my life.
There's nothing. You don't have to say respectfully. Why do you think I moved? I'm confused. Why do you think I live here?
Guys,
I've driven it a couple times to go to Tennessee, and I'm like, I like Georgia. I like driving through North Carolina, and then you're like in South Carolina. I'm just like, there's nothing to see here. Why is this?
I-26 haunts me in my dreams. Like in my deepest nightmares, I'm on I-26 just driving. And it is awful.
And it's like an underratedly big state. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
It is very large.
But I don't know if it's big or I'm just hypnotized by how much there's nothing to see.
No, it's like, I mean, once I get into South Carolina, driving from the border, from the bottom border of South Carolina to the upstate is about 4 hours, which is pretty crazy. I'm not even at the tip top of the upstate, but yeah, so I don't appreciate that because then I had to miss my little cousin's high school graduation, and I'm very sad about it because I'm the only family member that's not there right now. So,
well, airlines are dead. I apologize. Flying is expensive. Everything's expensive these days.
It's so ridiculous.
It'll turn around one day. We'll all get taken care of. You know,
when Jovich gets better.
Gets better.
Oh, please.
And the seed oils are removed from the Titan cafeteria.
The seed oils are removed.
He tells me, oh, I can't make it, Mom. I can't make it over there. Flights are too expensive. Like, I don't know. He just robbed Heat.
Wow.
Damn, you're
like, he's like, Mama, I don't get that money till next year.
Mm-hmm, never heard of credit card. Didn't even visit me for Mother's Day. You didn't even make playing. What's your excuse?
Wasn't he busy in Turks and Caicos?
I sent you 1-800. It's me hours.
What happened? You know they're always late.
Oh, man.
All right, everybody. Hey, like that's our show for today. You know, everybody have a great weekend ahead. Ladies, enjoy your time at the beach. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Marlins, don't finish in last place this weekend, okay? You're in last place right now. If you finish the weekend in last place, Peter Bendix, I'm not responsible for what I say on Tuesday, okay? You even get an extra day, but I am not going to say. I guess technically you guys play on Monday, so you could get yourself back out of last place, but you know what I mean. Don't lose a series to the Mets, all right? They've been an embarrassment this year, all right? Everybody else, have a great weekend. A happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. And Leroy, the Horde family, congrats to you guys. And we'll talk to you rascals on Tuesday. They not like us. No, you know like Hit. I'll move to Utah.
Stop it.
You see what you're doing to your grandmother? Why don't you just shut up?
I see y'all when I see y'all.